All right, let's go. In this module, I'm going to take a closer look at the best players in the world, some of the best players in the world, really analyze their style of play, their technique, everything about them, what makes them dominate, and also give you an insight into how you should be analyzing players, the certain things you should be looking for. So first of all, we'll watch Messi. So I picked one player for each position. Obviously, there's so many different players we could pick. I tried to vary it a bit. Got some Messi in there. Got some Ronaldo. Don't worry. Ramos, Mbappe, Modric, Busquets, and Marcelo. So let's take a look. Different players for different positions. And let's see what happens. The king, the god, the superhuman, the alien, Messi. So what makes him so good? We'll take a look at... take a few minutes on each player and take a look and try to see, figure out what makes them dominate. So Messi, it's the mazy runs, it's the low center of gravity, the little cuts, the little shifts. Like, really watch him. Where are the moves? It's the quick cuts, the quick touches. Okay, and you're watching this and you're saying, well, that's great, but how can you add these things to your game? Okay, so when you're playing, try to play a little bit lower. Focus on the directness of dribbling, cutting players off with your body positioning, getting turned, always playing beautiful passes, always has his head up, plays those little combinations, shooting. The shots are always on target. He never rushes anything. He never tries to hit anything too hard. Even when he does strike with the laces, very composed, always trying to get it on net. Let me get this out of here. The through balls, the vision. Okay, always with his head up. But look at this, running at defenders, forcing them to commit. Little touches, little cuts. It's the cut to the outside or the cut to the inside. Little combination plays. Always making forward runs, getting in the box whenever there's chances. The cut. Oh, this is just ridiculous. Cut. Shift it for a second just to get it out of your feet just a little bit. Shift, hit. Okay, the quick release, no backswing on the shots. Amazing. In tight spaces too, quick cuts, get an inch and just release it. Don't hesitate, get an inch, just release your shot. Look at the finish, it's no backswing, just pure technique, locked ankle, incredible. Let's keep moving forward. Let's see what else we can find here. I love this, just cutting until the opportunity comes up. Driving across the box, just fake shot until the opportunity comes. Incredible. For any young player, for any small player, like, this is the greatest example. No excuses for size. So good. Free kicks, incredible. The whip, the placement, inside of the foot, big toe pointed up, so much quality. You have to be able to do those types of things, score the free kicks, take the penalties, have the courage, have the bravery to be responsible. Really focus on the low center of gravity. Every time he changes direction, what does his body position look like when he changes direction? Let's try to get some open play stuff here. The little touches. This guy's a lot of ads. We've got to give a shout out though to Theo Films. Go and subscribe to his channel. He's got some really good compilations. The finishes. Watch his finishes. Always composed. This is a pass. This is incredible. Whips it in with pace. Okay, creativity. Always thinking of ways to fool his opposition. How can he be a little different, especially when players know you so well? These forward passes, not afraid to play these forward passes. These diagonal long balls over the top. Always with the head up, driving forward. Little combination plays, one-twos, especially around the box like this. Reverse passes. These are all things that you have to try to add to your game in different ways. Wow, this is a nice finish. Let's see. Show me some Messi. Love this. Placed finishes. So take that from Messi for sure. The placed finishes in the box. Never rushes. Just, he does put some pace on his shots, but he's never rushing, never snatching at the ball, never trying to just blast as hard as he can. He's always guiding it into a corner, just caressing it into a corner. Like, the free kick quality is insane. His percentages are ridiculous. But that comes down to practice. How many times does he practice? It's not just natural. He does this every session, multiple times per session, practicing that same free kick. So when he's in the game, it's natural. the forward runs, the directness, always making runs off the shoulder, getting involved in the box. You're not going to score goals if you don't make runs. It's so much about movement. People say he only has 1 foot, but anytime he has a chance on his right, he usually takes it. He usually gets it on target, at least. Look at this, head up, finds his spot, doesn't try to blast it, just guides it into the corner. Right foot, so you have to have 2 weak foot. You can take that from Messi, one of the most left-footed players in the world. The body feints. The body feints. Look at the dribbling. The dribbling is the best in the world. I would say the best dribbler in the world. Oh, the vision on this pass is ridiculous. But the best dribbler in the world, and it's no moves. It's just cuts. His ability to play that diagonal through ball is ridiculous. And I should stop saying ridiculous. But look, again and again, all he's always looking for that one over the top. Overhits his pass. Make sure it doesn't go short. I can't say overhit. Look at this creativity. Okay, they know him. They know what he's going to do. He thinks outside the box. Again, brilliance, but gets it on target. Doesn't overpower it. Doesn't think too much. This dummy by Suarez is crazy. Composure, just pass it in the corner. Love this from Messi. Add that to your game, the composure in front of goal. Never rushed. Getting your shots off, but never rushed. Never blasting, never panicking. Just find your corner, stroke it into the corner. Sensational. Let's see if we can get a few more. I love this. I love this just continually. This is a ridiculous finish from Suarez. Reverse pass, but driving across the box instead of just freezing, trying to take a shot, driving across. Defenders are biting. He just keeps driving until his space opens up, and then he either makes a pass to a teammate or just slots it in the corner. Composure to take the penalties. You know he's missed a lot in the past. Still keeps stepping up. Still takes responsibility. Changes his approach. Maybe picks a spot. Hits it a little harder. Whatever works for him. But the bravery to keep stepping up even after you miss opportunities. Dribbling with pace. The change of direction when he gets trapped. Don't dwell on the ball. Don't stay in the same spot. Just change direction. So strong on the ball, cutting players off every time he gets in front of them, putting his body in front of the defenders. The nutmegs are always on, but it's never a standstill nutmeg. It's always when he's running between guys or at a guy, he just quickly grazes it through their legs and a little change of direction like this. Dribbling with pace. It's never dwelling on the ball. It's always dribbling with pace at defenders, forcing them to foul, forcing them to commit. No hesitation. Fantastic. Okay, so those are a few things from Messi. Let's move forward. Let's take a look at someone else. Let's look at Ramos, defender. And let's give a shout out to Nino Productions. Go and subscribe to his channel if you haven't checked it out. This guy's one of the best, has some of the best compilations online. So let's look at a defender, calling him Mr. Panenka for these penalties. If you don't know, this is called a Panenka, where you chip it right down the middle. Gotta have guts, gotta have bravery, courage, confidence to do that. And you still have to sell it. You can't just run up and chip it down the middle, especially at amateur level. Goalies are more likely to stay still at amateur level than they are at the professional level. But let's look at this. Dominating his box, never lets anything come in, never letting players play. Winning clearances, bravery to attack the ball, putting his head on the line, not afraid to get injured. Reads the play so well, closes down trouble so quickly, and goes in hard on his tackles. Look at this, reading the turn, reading the play, getting in close, not letting him turn, defending for his team. Skill, confidence to play out of the back, closing down, pressing, seeing the opportunity, pressing, forcing forward, and not just stopping, continuing to go forward after he wins the ball. Very creative for and very attacking minded for such a good defender. Gets on the ball, not afraid to drive forward, join in the play. Just because you're a defender doesn't mean you can't join in. It's total football. If you have the opportunity, you go. Someone's going to cover for you. Reading the passes, reading interceptions, covering his teammates. Look at this tackle. This is real defending here. Reading the play again, intercepting passes. Now the opportunity is there, move forward. Closing down. How quickly can you get to the defender and how quickly can you get to the attacker and close him down? Let's talk about leadership, motivation, captain. The Panenka, the little freeze before the penalty shot. He's waiting for the goalkeeper to do something, and then he knows he has it. Just chip it down the middle or place it to one side or the other. It takes confidence, but he definitely has that in abundance. bravery in the air. Oh, this is defensive work, but we know he can score goals from the header. Clearing his lines, okay? Anytime a ball's coming in the box, he's anticipating a cross, not letting guys get shots off, closing down angles. Oh, his ability to read the play. Oh, my God, look at this athleticism. His ability to read the play, to know where the ball is going to be, know where the defender is going to take or the attacker is going to take their touch before they even do it. So good at reading the play. Staying on your feet, not lunging, staying on your feet, blocking the shot. One of the best. One of the favorite. You got to respect. Even if you don't like the celebrations, you don't like the confidence, you don't like Real Madrid, you have to respect. This guy is so good. Play that in the back with confidence, sometimes a little risky. The quality on his long passing, beautiful. This is something that takes practice. Excuse me. Something that takes practice. But so good. Attacking, not waiting. Anticipating, knowing he's strong enough, quick enough, and brave enough to get in front of the defender. So he doesn't always do it, but when the opportunity is there, he's going and he's winning the ball. Clearing your lines. Clearances high and wide. Get them out of trouble. Diagonal. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Okay, this is quality. This takes practice. Confidence. Panenka. Again, how many of these is he going to score? The goalkeeper still won't stand still. So much confidence. Watching the keeper. He makes a move, then he decides. Some of these may be illegal because he's stopping forward momentum, but he's definitely living on the line. And he's going to make himself famous for those. Panenka, I believe, is a player from the olden days who used to do that type of penalty. So now they call that a Panenka. Defensive clearances. Love this. Look how quickly, especially when the attacker is turned, how quickly he gets on him, forces him to go backwards. Do not allow shots. Do not allow opponents to take shots on your goal. Put your body in the line. Get your body in front of the ball. Watch this. Oh, my God. Bravery. Clearances. Love it. Blocking everything. This is what true defenders do. They love defending. They enjoy defending. It's not about just getting on the ball and playing nice long passes. It's about loving to make tackles, loving to block shots, loving to put your body on the line, save your team. Look at this desire. Do not let anyone shoot on your goal. Whether you're a center back or any type of any player in any position, do not let anyone shoot on your goal. If you give them too much space, they will. Closing down, helping teammates, being strong, never being weak. Always love this defending. Just stay on your feet. Stay in front of him. Move your feet. Don't lunge in. Don't put a leg out. Constantly moving your feet. Look at this. Tight, tight, tight. Oh, knows the turn is coming. Stays on his feet. Doesn't lunge. Stays on his feet. Moves with him. Makes the tackle when he can. Clearing lines. Headers. Can we get some goals here? Let's see if he has some attacking goals. Blocks. Number one, it's defending. The timing of the tackle. Stay on your feet. Move your feet as quickly as you can until you get the opportunity. Then go in hard. Love it. Okay. So there may not be heading goals in this one, but tackles, goals, just Panenkas, just penalty shots. But you see some of the brilliance, the closing down, the tackles, the reading of the play, bravery, strength. Okay, you have to be dominant. You have to be a beast. Even if you're not the biggest player, play like you are. Look at this skill. Love it. Okay, let's move forward. So, shout out to Nino Productions. I just want to make sure this one's still not playing. Kylian Mbappe, dangerous winger. Let's take a look. Love just the raw pace of this player. But even though he has pace, he uses it. So many players have pace, but they don't use it like this. When you get an inch of space, how do you attack? How do you attack that space? Do you jog into it? Do you run at it with power, with intention? Lovely. Let's see what happens here. Okay, the finishing on this guy is great too. Love the inside of the finish with his right footy. He does this quite a bit, bending it either side of the keeper. But forward runs as a striker. Into the striker's position, even though he's playing as a winger. Don't be afraid to go into the middle. Look at this. Exactly. Run across the last defender. He's always playing on that last defender. Okay, good finish here. Let's move forward. Let's try to see what we can learn from Kylian Mbappe. The quick skills, but then it's the explosion. Counterattack, boom. Counterattack with pace. Using your speed. So even if you're not the fastest player, use the speed that you have. When the space is there, take it. Quick changes of direction. His cuts are ridiculous. Watch this. Quick change. The cut. The degree of that cut. It's not a cut at a 45-degree angle. That's a 180-degree cut. Okay, quick feet, explosives. Quick feet skill, explosive. Get out of there. Oh, my God. And the pace. Getting low, so strong. Playing strong. Get your body in front of the defender. What a turn this is. Incredible skill, creativity, invention. These are all things that help you dominate. Forward run. Oh, I thought he was Neymar there. The quick turn. Little flare. It's fine as long as it works. Love it. Short side. Gives the keeper the eyes. Quick release. Don't be afraid to just hit your shots. Place them in the corner. Put a bit of pace on them. Doesn't have to be a blast with the laces every time. Finish through the defender's legs. One-on-one. One-on-one. Love it. Quick cut. Fake shot. Quick cut. Explode away. Direct running. Making things happen for his team. So good. The pace. The pace. Get in front of the defender. Once you get an inch past your defender, cut him off with your body positioning. Love the finish. Composed. The finishing is so important. It's great that you have the pace, the skill to get in those areas. But what do you do when it's time to score? Do you rush your shots? Oh, quick skill. Love it. Okay, so it's having skills is one thing. Using them in games, completely different. Don't hesitate. Go at him. His first touch is never freezing. His first touch is always, can we attack right away? Love that fake shot cut. Layoff, beautiful. Nice finish from Bernat. Pace, pace, pace. Attack, attack, attack. Use your pace. Put it out of your feet. Sprint. Oh, cuts him off beautifully. The turn on your feet right away. Don't give up. Don't care that you got fouled. Just keep going. And the forward run. Receive it. Play. Move forward. The pace. Running with the ball. Galloping with the ball. Okay? Even if you're not the fastest, can you run like that with the ball? Look at his running techniques. Very unique. Runs like a horse. But anytime there's an opportunity with some space in front of him, he's off. He's gone. Out of your feet. The first touch, out of your feet. Think about when you receive the ball, what do you do with your first touch? Are you stopping, then you're freezing, then you're getting your head up, then you're trying to beat the defender? It's too late. First touch, out of your feet. Second touch, go, sprint with the ball. These are how wingers play, pacey wingers like Mbappe. But even if you don't have crazy pace, like I'm saying, I want you to play with your pace. Play at your top pace. That doesn't mean rushing the play. Oh, beautiful technique. Okay, he's got all the skills. What I really like about him is the directness. I always think about when I have the ball and there's space in front of me galloping like Mbappe, even though I'm nowhere near as fast. The changes of direction, so sharp. The one-on-one skills are effective because his cuts are so sharp, and then what he does after the cuts. Get your shot off, get into space, get your cross off, accelerate away from the defender. Don't make a move and then try to beat the defender again and again and again because you're too slow to get away from him. No hesitation in your movement. Skill, creativity, using it all. Athleticism, desire to get forward. Doesn't cry or complain when he gets tackled. Okay? So there's a few things from Mbappe. Composure. Let's move forward. Let's talk about Luka Modric, Ballon d'Or winner. So everyone dominates in a different way. But can you take a little something from everyone and add it to your game? Let's see what Modric has to offer us. Okay, such a complete player. Again, small player like Messi, extremely strong though. Never gets bullied, never gets bossed around. Let's get into some clips here. Ballon d'Or winner. What a great accomplishment for this player. First player since Messi or Ronaldo for, I don't know, what is it? 10 years? Something like that? 9 years? I don't know. Shifts of direction. Composure on the ball. Obviously, the ability to play these long passes. This isn't something that you just get on the field and do. It's something that you practice with your teammates and something that you're going to practice in this training program, especially during the individual session. Or the pre-practice session, practicing those long passes, such an important skill. Okay, but head up, receives the ball, head up. always trying to play that forward pass, not always going backwards. Can you play that pass into someone in a more dangerous position? If it gets cut out, oh well. Change of direction, the ability to play passes with both feet, the ability to play 1-2, quickly move the ball, combining with teammates. The control, of course, never losing the ball, creativity. It's okay to have flicks and tricks, but make sure they come off. Don't waste the ball being careless trying to do back heels. It has to work strong in tight spaces. The outside of the foot pass, he can curl it into the path of the attacker in any way that he wants, inside, outside, direct pass, through balls. Okay, so especially as a central midfielder, you have to have the confidence to play those passes. If you try and it doesn't come off, oh well, at least you tried. You'll learn from trying. Love it. Little 1-2 combinations. Forward pass whenever possible. Low center of gravity like Messi. He's in these situations like this where he should get bullied and beat off the ball, but he's always stays strong. Get really low to the ground, especially when you're changing direction. Low to the ground when people are around you trying to steal the ball from you. Forward passes, the ability to make things tick. He's the heartbeat of the team, always getting the ball, little 1-2 touches, quality with left foot, right foot, as I've said, the ability to play these long diagonal passes, short, long, keep the ball, spray the long pass to release a fullback or a winger making a run. Getting involved in the box, he scores goals as well. Composure in tight areas. Makes tackles. Quality of these forward passes. So just because you play a forward pass doesn't mean it's good enough. It has to land on his chest. It has to be in his path. It has to be on his foot. Look at this outside of the foot. Incredible. Okay, so now that you watch these things, you can start to see them, start to see opportunities for them. Maybe you don't have the skill to execute, but you have the ability to look at these things, to see those passes, potential passes with your vision, and to try. Getting shots off. First touch, get it out of your feet, hit it into trouble, see what happens. Getting forward. So he plays primarily like a holding midfielder, sometimes attacking, but getting forward, getting involved in the attack. Don't just sit back and let everyone else do the attacking. Tracking back, helping your teammates win, doing the dirty work. The changes of direction, his fake Cruyff turns, his fake cuts. Anytime someone's tight on him, he has the ability to turn left or right, getting really low to the ground, striking the ball left or right foot. Can you shoot with both feet? Can you be strong even if you're small? Playing big even if you're small. Not being afraid to take a tackle, winning the ball for your team. That's what winners do. They're not afraid to put their body on the line. This is what Modric does. This is what he does for Real. This is what he does for Croatia. Look at this touch. Change of direction. Okay, so analyzing these players, looking at what they do. How can I add these little things? How can I add this outside of the foot pass to my game? How can I add this diagonal through ball? How can I add the low center of gravity and quick changes of direction? Always playing that forward pass, not just trying to go backwards. Yes, he keeps possession very well, but when there's an opportunity, he's trying to create something with his passes. Head up, look at the run, play him into space, play the ball into his path. Okay, let's keep going. Sergio Busquets. So this is really a true central defensive midfielder. Really knows how to play his role. He does the job for the team. So he's not trying to be the superstar. He's the unsung hero of the team. And he is fine doing that. He loves doing that. He loves doing this job for the team. If he doesn't do it, the whole team falls apart. So he's mainly sitting in that little pocket in front of the defenders. He's protecting them. Defensively, offensively, he's dictating the play. He's moving the ball. He's always the link up. He's always helping his teammates out of trouble. Has the skill to play himself out of trouble. Look at this roulette, Zidane turn, whatever you call this. Maradona. Incredible skill. I hope he shows a bunch of 1-2 play because he's really good at playing 1-2 touch. A bigger player, a taller player, probably 6'2", 6'3", but very elegant on the ball. So size is not an excuse to not have good skill. Every player needs good skill. Playing in pockets, composure. These are all things that help you dominate. You never panic when you're on the ball. You don't lose the ball. He very rarely loses the ball. Look at this strength. Get your body in front of the defender. makes tackles for the team, keeps possession, little flicks, little touches here, little bits of skill, step overs, turns, roulettes, but all in an effort to keep the ball and then move it. Make that one move and then play it off, get it back from a teammate. Look at this composure in tight spots. Okay, you can do those things. Just don't lose the ball in dangerous areas. Winning it back for his team. Forward pass whenever possible. Give the ball to Messi. This is a good tactic as well. Making tackles. Keeping possession. Composure to play forward. Never rush. Making tackles, putting your body on the line, doing the dirty work. You want to do the dirty work. Regardless of your position, I want you to adopt that mindset. I want to do the dirty work. I want to make the tackles. This is a beautiful strike. Look at this. So getting forward at the edge of the box whenever he has an opportunity. Composure, placement on the shot. This isn't just a hidden hope. This is a curl top corner. So he has the ability to do that as well. Quick changes, quick feet, even for a big man. Reading the play, always helping, shielding passes into the striker. So as he's approaching, he's being aware of who's behind him. How can I block a pass into that player behind him? The ability to win headers, get forward. Look at this. Use your size to your advantage. Leap, be brave, be confident. You have to score the dirty goals as well. This means tap-ins. This means fighting for headers. This means scrappy goals. A little bit of flair, a little bit of elegance. Have fun with the ball, but make sure you take care of it. Getting tight to defenders, not allowing them to play. What else does Busquets have for us? Incredible turn. Getting his body, and he really uses his body well to shield players away from the ball. Quick feet, little Iniesta, Croqueta touches. All these Barcelona players possess that skill. They all learn that from each other. Making the tackles, tracking back, doing the dirty work. Yes, you want to get on the ball, you want to make things happen, but can you do the defensive work for your team right here? Fight for that ball, keep possession. Do not let the opposition play forward. Do not let them score. Love it. Look at this. Makes the tackle, but still has an effort, the presence of mind, to try to keep possession and play it to a teammate with his tackle. So he's dominating the center of that midfield, helping out his defenders, not just worried about getting on the ball. Winning back possession and then trying to keep possession. So a lot of players will make tackles and they'll just try to kick it out of play. He's making tackles and he's trying to keep possession of the ball. Look at this creativity. But lots of great 1-2 touch. Not, they're showing more skills here. Good tackles though. I want to see, because he does play a lot of 1-2 plays. Okay, but everyone dominates in their own way. This guy definitely dominates the play. He makes a difference for his team with all these tackles. With keeping possession of the ball. So smart. Such an underrated player. Look at this intelligence. Okay, so how can you add these little dummies? How can you add getting your body in front of defenders? How can you add winning the ball back for your team? Reading passes into the striker. Little flicks, little 1-2s, and keeping possession of the ball. Head up, playing forward passes, or playing back heels. Composure in tight spaces. Never panicking, really uses his body well. Knows the defender is on one side. All he has to do is put his body between them. Quick little touch in the opposite direction. He's not going to be able to get it because he's very strong on the ball. Just like this. Just like this. And using your teammates. Good. Thank you, Busquets. Good example of a central defensive midfielder with skill. Makes tackles, but has the ability to play on the ball as well. Let's go to Ronaldo. Love him or hate him, have to respect him. Give a shout out to MNXHD. Make sure you go and subscribe to his channel. Has some great compilations. Let's take a look at Ronaldo. So definitely wanted to get some of these Real Madrid clips because still fresh at Juventus. Probably going to get some more quality here, but we're talking about a goal scorer. Anytime he's around the box, he's trying to shoot, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being greedy in front of goal. Always making the forward run to get involved in the play. You don't score goals by hanging out at the halfway line, okay? You may, a lot of people criticize him and say, oh, he just scores tap-ins. How many tap-ins do you score a season? I want to score more tap-ins. Tap-ins is the best type of goal to score. That means you're in the right spot at the right time. dribbling, uses his flair, but now he's very direct. If you look at Manchester United days, he used a lot of skill but did nothing with it. Now he uses his skill to create something, gets out of space, and then keep possession. Do the hard work, get past a few defenders, do the hard work, and then play the ball off. The ability to get your shots off, left foot, right foot. The ability to go both ways when you're dribbling. A lot of players can only go one way, so they're predictable. Incredible. Fake shot, play forward. Obviously, the one-on-one skill, the confidence to take players on. Oof. Different movements. Little flair, creativity. Doing things with your flair. The no-look pass to disguise your pass so no one knows where you're playing it. Sometimes it's a good thing. I use it myself. It's not being flashy or arrogant. It's disguising the pass so the defender doesn't know where it is. Shooting from distance, not being afraid to shoot from distance. You can have ricochets, rebounds. Shots will go in. Look at this. Beat the player, cut inside, get it on your strong foot, and hit it. Get it on target. Ronaldo, unlike Messi, a lot of times he is trying to just lace it on net, but his consistency is so good. He hits the target with his laces, okay? And that's what makes him score so many goals. If you want to be a goal scorer, hit the target every time. Maybe the pace isn't always there. Maybe it's not the best shot, but you always get on target. You give yourself a chance. Left foot, right foot has that ability. Always getting forward, getting himself in dangerous areas, not afraid to take a foul, probably one of the most fouled players in the game. Because he's always creating things. He's getting in front of defenders. He's getting himself in the box. He's getting involved with his movement. Sharp cut inside. As a winger, as a striker, dribble, dribble, cut inside on your stronger foot, get your shot off, or play the pass to a teammate. But very direct with the dribbling. We know his ability to score goals. Look at all these clips. How many times is he in the box, though, during the game? How many times are you in the box during the game? And you complain that you don't score enough goals. But if you look at your heat map, look at where you spend most of your time on the field, well, it makes sense why you don't score many goals, because you're not in the box all the time. Okay, makes a lot of assists, makes a lot of things happen for his team. So dominant players, they create chances, whether that's goals, whether that's assists, whether that's crosses. You have to make things happen for your team. That's what dominant players do. Assess yourself. How are your production numbers? Do you have that many goals? How many assists do you have? Are you creating chances every game? Love it. The quick moves. Yes, he uses the step overs, but they're effective. Not afraid to take fouls. Okay, we can talk about the prima donna, the complaining a bit, but he keeps getting up and he keeps going no matter how many times he gets fouled. He might complain to the referee for a little bit, but he keeps going. He'll try again at the very next opportunity. Attacking with space, no hesitation, cut inside, get your shot off. This is against Barcelona. Look at this. Pace, no hesitation, one move, not even a move, it's a cut. He gets Piqué on his back foot, cuts inside, lets the shot go, gets it on target. Focus on good contact with the laces. Get the celebration. We can talk about the body composition, the leanness, the acrobat, the athleticism. Look at this. Oh my God. Get over the ball. So the ambition to try, but the focus to get your foot on the ball, get it over the ball, at least make sure it goes into the ground rather than over the net, as you'll see here. Look at this. Okay, not the cleanest of contact, but gets over it, puts it into the ground. Strong with his body positioning, cuts the defender off as soon as he gets in front of him. Quick step over, change of pace, play your cross, get your shot off. Get yourself in the box, get to the back post. Commit defenders. Don't hesitate, don't let them come to you. You go to them. You force them to make mistakes. You force them to foul you with your direct running. Maybe your touches aren't on. Maybe your moves aren't on. But simply running at them with speed is going to cause problems. They may foul you. The ball may bounce out in front of you and ricochet between their knees and land out in front of you. But Ronaldo is so good, playing so direct. Shooting from distance, never afraid. Always getting forward, getting in the box like this. Back post tap-in. These are the goals you want to score as a striker. How many back post tap-ins are you currently getting in your game? You have to get there. Your movement has to be good enough. So anytime there's an opportunity, if someone's a winger on the other side, they're going to put in a cross, they're going to have a shot. Can you get yourself to the back post on the other side? You're going to get more goals doing that. Change of direction. Change of direction. Change of direction. Freeze. Change of direction. Get your shot off. Get it in. So how can you add these things to your game? dribbling with pace, getting your shots off, getting your shots on target, getting to the back post, being very direct with your running, being greedy in front of goal, scoring all types of goals, getting yourself in the box, headers, tap-ins, the athleticism, the how lean this guy is, how fit he is at such an old age. Can you take these things and add them to your game? Marcelo, let's see what you have to offer us. Left back. One of my favorite defenders. I had to put him in here because just such a fun player to watch. The defending is good. I think I can't say that he's fading because how many Champions Leagues has this guy won in the last couple years? So incredible skill. He's a very attractive and fun to watch fullback. But does the defending as well. Hopefully we'll see a few tackles in here as well. Confidence on the ball, change of direction, similar to Modric, similar to Messi. Smaller player, very low center of gravity. So even if you're a bigger player, I really want you to focus on playing lower to the ground, especially when you're going into tackles, when you are changing direction, when you could potentially get knocked off the ball, someone's battling you for the ball. Try to get yourself lower to the ground, lower center of gravity when you're turning, when you're running, when you're changing direction. Plays with a little bit of futsal, samba flair, always rolling the ball, creative in 1v1 situations, getting forward. How many goals does this guy score? Look at this tackle. Oh my God. And this is a perfect example of low center of gravity. Stays on his feet, doesn't fall over, stays strong. The change of direction. Look at his knees. Look at how he bends his knees when he changes direction. Creativity, moving forward. Oh, this beautiful cut. Sharp cuts, sharp changes of direction. No hesitation in the change of direction. 1v1 skill as a fullback. Quality of his crosses is ridiculous as well. Always putting it into a dangerous spot, beating that first defender, giving his opponents a chance. Look at this technique. Giving his teammates a chance to attack the ball. Skip that first defender with your cross. Look at this touch. This is ridiculous. Over the shoulder, control, amazing. Driving forward as a fullback, right through the center of the defense, plays the smart pass for the easy tap-in. Direct. He's attacking, but look, running with the ball with elegance. He cuts through three defenders with one touch. This is direct dribbling. The skill, so his touches are sharp changes of direction. Sharp change of direction, turn, sharp change of direction. Never letting the ball stand still, always moving it, always changing direction. Low center of gravity, we've talked about that, very important for anyone who wants to be a great dribbler. But the directness, quickness, sharpness to beat his defender, beat his opponents to the ball. When he has a chance to play forward, he gets forward. Using skill as a fullback, having fun with the ball, taking care of it though. Let's see. Can you show me a few tackles, Marcelo? Let's see. You're all about the goals because we know he can defend as well. Here we go. Strong tackle, yes. Blocking shots, love it. Protecting his net, putting his body on the line, taking fouls, shielding the ball, reading the play, closing players down quickly, getting forward. Look where he is as a fullback. Okay, how many times do you get around your opponent's 18-yard box as a fullback and then track back on defense to help out and get back into position and help your teammates defend? You have to be able to do both sides. That's how he dominates, with his athleticism, up and down the line, making tackles, getting forward, making crosses, off the line, goal line clearances. So you got to do the defending first. Do the defending first. The attacking comes second. And you have to enjoy the defending. Enjoy making the tackles. Be brave, getting hard. When you go for those slide tackles, commit 100%. Skill, confidence to play out of trouble. Wow. Direct running, strength, pace. Hard tackle. No hesitation about that one. He had a chance. He went in. He was either taking the player or the ball right there. Change of direction. Get low. Use your body. Getting low to the ground. Incredible skill. Getting forward. Composure in these wide areas to make that last cross, to make the quality final ball. A lot of us get into these situations and there are quality drops when it's time to make that final pass, that last cross. He always stays composed. He makes the right cross. He makes sure he finds a teammate, doesn't rush it. But look at this player. Incredible. Skill, Brazilian flair, uses the flicks, the hard tackles. So he's got a bit of everything. Okay, complete player, and that's what I want you to be. So those are a few examples. That's kind of how I would analyze players to give you an example of that. But also you can see different players dominate in different ways. And I want you to take some of these ideas from these players. Okay, it's one thing to watch them, but how are you going to take these ideas and apply it to your own game?